In each episode, we'll try to answer 7 common kid questions in 7 minutes. We'll tackle the common and uncommon questions kids often ask. No question is too weird. We hope you enjoy today's episode. Just as a heads up to parents, this is a special extended version of episode 7, our Pokemon episode. So if you or your child are really into Pokemon, this version includes us going off on tangents about different Pokemon and some additional questions and answers that my son came up with. We hope you enjoyed the extended version of episode 7, the Pokemon episode.
Thank you for joining us for our 7th episode of 7 and 7. I'm Nathaniel, and today my dad is joining me as co-host. We hope you enjoy today's episode, which is all about Pokemon. I love Pokemon. They're amazing. One is Tapu Koko, which is the guardian of, Melee Island. I really like it.
It's so fast.
I don't know if it can fly. It can do jumps out so fast. It has seals. It rarely gets hurt.
Is that currently your favorite one?
Yes, currently. Well, and I have another one. I forgot its name, but it was just Electric Legendary. That takes care of all Pokemon. Unless they're like bad or something, I think.
Cool.
I'm going to ask my dad questions, and if he can't answer them, I will help. If any of our listeners have any cool Pokemon facts or questions you want to share, you can write to us on our website or leave us a voice message on Anchor. We'll play it in the next episode. Now let's start with our Pokemon questions. Number 1, what is Pokemon?
So they're fictional creatures that live in a world of humans, and they can't speak. Or, well, I guess all they can do is say their name, right?
Pokemon is a Nintendo game and cartoon from Japan. It was first called Pokoto Mansuta, or Pocket Monster. There are lots of different Pokemon video games and also Pokemon videos and movies. Pokemon are creatures who live in the wild or close to humans. They mostly don't speak except to say their names. In most Pokemon games, players play as trainers to go on adventures with their Pokemon. They search for new types of Pokemon to add to their collection and have battles with other trainers and gym leaders to get gym badges. Players can battle and trade Pokemon with other players. Question 2, what is Pokemon Go?
It's a game. Matthew and I used to play it on our phones.
I still play it on mom's phone.
Yeah.
And the black iPad. And I have a dugong. And I have lots of legendaries. I don't remember how we got the Entei and that legendary water Pokemon, and that has the Sir Guardian, the electric one. I don't know.
Remember we used to take little trips out to the city to go collect Pokemon?
Yeah. And I also have all the legendary bird Pokemon, the water one, lightning, and fire.
Which one's
those your favorite? Three Guardians.
Which one's your favorite?
I think Zapdos.
Zapdos?
Yeah. Pokemon Go is a mobile game that you can play on a smartphone or tablet.
Cool.
Players walk around outside and Pokemon characters appear on the game map. When you're close to a Pokemon, it will show up on your screen and you can throw Pokeballs at them to catch them. And there are different types of Pokemon. There are also berries to make it easier, different types of berries. Different types of berries do different types of things. And if you have a normal ball, just call it a Pokeball. That would be the one that isn't that good. Then if you have Mega Ball, those would be a bit better. Ultra Ball, a bit better. Master Ball, they are the best. But they're not in that game. They're only white and red balls. Those are the best balls in Pokemon Go. Players try to collect as many different types of characters as they can in that.
Yeah.
Did you know that Tapu Koko has a like thing that goes up and it's basically orange? I believe fairy and electric type, and it's a guardian of Melee Island. Okay, what is it? And Hoenn, I believe, is the most powerful Pokemon, even more powerful than. Oh no, I think yeah. Mewtwo goes haywire. I think Mewtwo or Hoenn are the second, because they're both really powerful. Hoenn created all the guardians.
And is Mewtwo a guardian?
No. And it's called Mewtwo because it actually spells Mewtwo because it's Mewtwo.
Oh, okay. So it's the second one? Is there a Mew 1?
Yeah, but it's not called Mew 1.
It's just called Mew.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which one's stronger, Mew or Mewtwo?
Mewtwo. And there's also this new movie coming out that I already watched. It came out. It's called, I think, Mewtwo Strikes Back Evolution.
Was it good?
Yeah, I finished it. Me and my dad and my brother watched it. I think my mom a little bit. It's amazing. And Mewtwo can actually be a Pokemon and a Pokemon trainer at the same time.
Oh, so
it's true. And I think Mewtwo went to disobedient school, really, because he isn't that careful. Well, no. He doesn't have that much care. He's only like, get out of here. He copies Pokemon to kill Pokemon and battle them. He wants to be he is the strongest Pokemon trainer in the world. But that was kind of very violent. So he went to, it was like crazy. I don't know what word is for it. But so he had to go to disobedient school.
What is disobedient school?
I don't know. Oh, okay. I think I know, but I don't really know.
Well, okay, what do you think it is?
I don't know.
You don't know?
I don't really know how to explain.
Okay, that's fine.
So Tapu Koko, even if you hit it and it's not using shields, it doesn't really affect it. And if you, Z-Wings are in the Alola region, if you get one, you can like run and I don't really know, but have a lot of courage or something like that, and it gets more powerful, and you can use them to do Z moves. There's Electrium Z, and I forgot the others, but I know there's Electrium Z.
Got it. Well, what are Z moves for people who don't know?
They're very strong moves that you need a Z crystal and a Z ring to use.
How do you get?
I know they're called Z rings, but they are actually bracelets. You can get Z rings by doing the a trial, or I don't really know. But you can also get them from Tapu Koko.
How do you get Z crystals?
By defeating a trial, I think, or from Tapu Koko. Well, you get Z crystals from Tapu Koko and Z ring from Tapu Koko.
Oh, okay.
I know. And a person actually made them. A person. But not in real life. Just in the video. And Litten isn't that nice. But after you catch it, I think it's nice. Question 3. What is a Pokemon trainer?
I thought you were asking me a question.
I forgot.
Okay. Well, isn't a Pokemon trainer just someone who catches Pokemon and trains them to battle trains them to battle other Pokemon, right?
Mm-hmm. And here it doesn't say any of that, but it says a trainer is someone who catches, sometimes names, and trains different types of Pokemon.
Okay.
Question 4. What is a Pokemon gym?
It's where Pokemon go to work out and get strong. Maybe lift some weights.
No. No? You know what it is. You already know.
It's where Pokemon go to battle other Pokemon, right?
Yes.
Okay. But they don't... Wait, I have a question. they don't train there to get stronger. They just battle each other.
Well, they train, and if you battle, I think you get stronger.
Get stronger by battling each other. So. Okay.
Oh, and if you have Pokemon Go, you are so lucky. You can have a buddy, you can feed it, it will go on, it will actually show up on your map and follow you. If you tap on it again and then hit play, you can hit trick treat to give it like your puffin, like it's bread or berries, and you can also play hide and seek with it.
Oh.
Okay, now I'm gonna go to question 4. How does a Pokemon win a battle?
By breeding the other Pokemon.
That's too much of an obvious question. The answer is how well a Pokemon does in a battle is based on its hit points. So, I don't really get how that gives you the answer, but if you're more effective to the other one, your type is, you could beat it more easily, and its health would go down until it lost all its health. You would defeat that Pokemon. You would need to make all the Pokemon's health go all the way down to zero, and you would defeat them.
So, are you saying that if I'm a water-type Pokemon, I might be more
good
effective?
Against fire.
Against fire, okay.
And I think that they said sense. Ground is good against fire.
Ground's good against fire?
I think they said that.
Okay, good to know.
Mm-hmm. Oh, since my brother's doing the Pikachu joke, can I say a joke now?
If you want to.
Okay. Why is Meowth scared of a tree?
Because cats are scared of trees.
No, because of its bark.
Got it.
Question 6.
Okay.
Question 6. How do you get Pokeballs?
Oh, at Pokestops. We spin the Pokestops and we get Pokeballs.
Yes. And to get other stuff. But that is not what it says here. It could have said more obvious stuff.
So how do you get Pokeballs? You tell me.
There are locations where you can go to collect free Pokeballs that you can use to catch Pokemon.
Yeah, that's what I said. Pokestops.
No, you didn't.
All right, what's your next question?
Question 7, the last question. I like the last questions the most because it's the 7th question for 7 and 7. What are the different types of Pokemon?
What are the different types of Pokemon?
Yes.
Oh, fire?
Yes.
Water?
Yes.
Air?
No.
Wind?
No. I think that's... No, yeah, there's no wind.
Earth?
No.
Magic?
No.
I don't know. What are they?
Okay. Normal?
Normal?
It only said normal here.
Okay. Normal? What's normal?
Just normal. Okay. I know. Why would there even be normal?
Yeah, what's a normal Pokemon?
I didn't really know about the normal one.
Okay.
But there are 18 different types of Pokemon. Each type has its own strengths and weaknesses. The types are, it only says normal. But I think I know all of them. Oh, there are normal, fighting, flying, poison, ground, rock, bug, ghost, steel, fire, grass, water, electric, psychic, ice, dragon, dark, fairy. 18.
Okay. Yeah, I didn't know about them.
Some types of Pokemon are weak against other types, like the fire type are weak against water type. Ice type are weak against fire type. And water type are weak against electric type. A fire type move, like Ember, will be strong against a grass type move, a grass type Pokemon, like Bulbasaur. Some Pokemon can have two types. These are called dual Pokemon. Here are more questions. Usually the dual Pokemon types make sense that they go together, like the ground rock type Pokemon, Onix. sometimes they do. Pokemon loses one of its types again, and gains a different type when they evolve. Some single type Pokemon will change to a different type or types when they evolve. Like, and what does Azuril spell?
Let me see. Azuril, yeah.
Like Azuril, a normal and fairy type, which evolves into Meryl, a water and fairy type. Eevee is a normal type, which can evolve into a Flareon, which is a fire type. They're actually even more than just Flareon. What is the turtle Pokemon that has a smell, and if you touch its shells, you blow up?
I don't know.
Turtonator. Oh. I don't know what it's called, but yeah. They're very dangerous.
Okay.
What is a very good tree climber Pokemon that looks like a monkey and is small, green, and brown?
I don't know. Monkeymon?
No, Kooky. But that would be a pretty good name, just Monkeymon, because it's a Pokemon and it's like a monkey.
Okay.
And a fact about a Kooky, it eats fruit. What is the strongest Pokemon?
Oh, I know this. Mewtwo. You told me.
What is the fastest Pokemon?
Cheetadon?
Ninjask.
Ninjask?
It's so fast that when it moves, you can't even see it.
Oh, okay. Didn't know that. So is it like a ninja Pokemon?
Yeah. Oh, Ninjask. Ninjask is so fast that it cannot be seen. It is a bug flying type. How many Pokemon are there?
365.
No. There are 898 Pokemon.
898?
Yep.
Wow. How many have you caught so far?
I forgot.
No. But have you caught all of them?
I filled up my Pokedex.
You filled up your Pokedex? Wow.
Well, not my purple one. My one that I caught Pokemon with. I filled that whole thing.
Oh, in the game you filled up your build. You can't catch any more Pokemon.
Yeah.
Unless you
manage one or upgrade it.
Got it.
Where am I again? Am I here? No. Here?
Mm-hmm.
I think so. What is a very colorful Pokemon that is based on a phoenix?
Oh, I've seen this.
You have it. I'm going to give you a hint. You have it, and it's a plant type.
It's a plant type?
Well, it's not supposed to, but it just is.
You keep saying it like Ho-Oh?
Yes! Ho-Oh is a fire and flying type. Why does it say plant in Pokemon Go? Why?
I don't know.
It's not even the true type. The type legendary Pokemon. It can revive any. It can revive any Pokemon. Any.
That's pretty cool.
And it is super fast and has very strong fire type attack. It has a very strong fire type attack called Sacred Fire? What is that? I've never heard of that move. I said mood. There's not a move called Sacred Fire.
No, maybe a move.
Yeah. Fun Pokemon facts. Pikachu's name comes from the Japanese word pika pika, which means sparkle, and choo choo, which means squeaking. Slowbro is the only Pokemon that can devolve, which means it can change back into what it was before. Slowbro is the evolution of Slowpoke with Seldr on his tail. But if Slowbro loses Seldr, he devolves back to Slowpoke. Poliwag's Swirl is based on a tadpole's intestines. The swirl is on its belly. Is the tadpole's intestines. Hitmonchan and Hitmonlee got their names from real famous fighters, Jackie Chan and Bruce Lee. Pikachu and Meowth are exact opposites. Pikachu looks like a mouse, not a Meowth. That's another Pokemon. Looks like a mouse, and Meowth looks like a cat. They are enemies in the Pokemon cartoon. And Pikachu is number 25 in the Pokedex, and Meowth is number 52, which is 25 backwards. The Pokemon game and its characters were first based on insects. The man who created Pokemon said that when he was a kid, he loved to collect bugs and examine their behavior. But kids started to spend less time outside with bugs, so he decided to make a game where kids could have fun collecting creatures that looked and acted differently from each other, like bugs. These creatures were strange and moved in unusual ways. That's it. We hope you enjoy our Pokemon episode. Dad, did you have any questions?
Do I have any questions about Pokemon?
Definitely,
yes. I think I need to go watch some more Pokemon episodes with you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Catch up.
Let's do it straight when we get downstairs.
Okay, let's just go do it right now.
Okay, Dad. Would you like to say bye?
Okay. Yeah. Bye.
Bye bye. Bye. I love this chair I'm sitting on.
And now for a joke from a 5-year-old.
What does a Geodude say to the other Geodude?
What did the Geodude say to the other Geodude? I don't know.
Let's rock.
Let's rock. I get it, because they're rocks, right?
No, they're not rocks.
They're not rocks?
No.
I thought Geodudes were rocks.
They're not.
Then why is it funny?
It's just funny to me.
Bye.